Welcome to Any Questions. This is Mike Nothnagel, and I'm usually the resident quizzer on this show, but this week we're going to switch it up again. Ian's going to ask me some questions. How you doing, Ian?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to put you to the test, but first we better figure out last week's challenge.
Let's do that. I said start with the phrase Supreme Court. Rearrange these 12 letters to spell a two-word phrase, 8 letters in the first word, 4 letters in the second, that names someone who's technologically savvy. Who is it?
That person is a computer user, although I'm not sure how many computer users are on the current court.
I don't think that little machine with the 14 keys counts as a computer, but that's probably the closest they've got.
Well, Mike, on September 21st, 1780, Benedict Arnold turned over plans to West Point to the British, ensuring that his name would become a synonym for traitor in perpetuity. Therefore, this week's show is about famous turncoats.
All right. I know exactly one, and you've already named him, so...
With a loose definition.
All right, let's see.
According to the New Testament, the price for which Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus before the Last Supper.
Okay, so it's silver pieces. Now I got to remember how many. 50.
Less than 50.
Less than 50. 30.
30's on.
30, okay.
You did not sell yourself out.
Well, I haggled a little bit, but you know.
Okay, up next, the Florida neighborhood mentioned by LeBron James when the star Cavalier announced his departure from Cleveland. He famously said he was going to take his talents somewhere.
To South Beach?
Good job.
Yeah.
Bonus fact, the Miami Heat play their games 5 miles from South Beach. The senator who committed suicide just 2 years after taking part in the assassination of a close friend and political ally.
Oh. Do I get to know who the close friend and political ally is, or will that give it away?
A better hint would be this took place before the Common Era.
Brutus?
And you, Mike? Up next, the pro wrestler and Slim Jim pitchman who left the WWF for rival WCW in 1994, where he reunited with frenemy Hulk Hogan.
Oh, is that Randy Macho Man Savage?
Good job.
Thank you. Boom.
Rest in peace, Macho Man.
That's true.
And finally, the actor who plays Lando Calrissian, who turns over Cloud City to the Empire in The Empire Strikes Back.
Probably one of like the 5 Star Wars facts that I know, that is Billy Dee Williams.
Nice work. Well, we may have switched seats this week, but Mike Nothnagel's no trivia trader. He finished 5 for 5. Good going.
Thank you. We'll turn it over to you now if you'd like to see these questions again, see some extra credit questions, or all the other cool stuff we have at our website. Visit us at wamc.org/anyquestions.
Or you can email us at quiz@wamc.org and let us know how you did. Well, Mike, it's challenge time.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Take the first name of a well-known political leader. Remove the vowels from this person's name, and you'll be left with the organization the person runs. Who is it, and what is the organization? So again, take the first name of a well-known political leader. Remove the vowels from this person's name, and you'll be left with the organization the person runs. Who is it, and what's the organization? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues, and he did a nice job on the hot seat again this time.
Thank you very much, Ian, but I would like my usual seat back next week, which is when we will see you.
See you then.